Witness Statement 1, Miss Eilish Orkney. It was about 1919, when I was doing my secondary teacher's diploma, that I became a member of University Branch of Cumann na mBan, being persuaded to this step by my professor, Miss Bowden, who afterwards became a Dominican nun. We had branch meetings every Sunday morning at 25 Parnell Square. We did indoor drill and were taught first aid by Dr. Dorothy Price and some medical students of the branch. Like all the other branches, we paraded at funerals and such functions. I remember once being mobilised with a few others in that year at Scolvreagha for first aid work on the occasion of a city ambush, but actually no casualties were brought in. We used to stick small posters up on all sorts of places such as lampposts, gates and doors, showing the activities of the Dublin Brigade. This was by way of propaganda for the Dublin Brigade. I remember doing a house-to-house distribution of printed propaganda with Kathleen McGillan in Grand Canal Street. We used to put the literature through the letterboxes or, if the doors were open, hand it to the people of the house. During the long summer holidays, my sister Honoria and myself were asked by the director of our organisation, Leslie Price, I think, to organise a branch of Cumann na mBan in our own town, Tullow. Either in 1920 or 1921, there was an attack on the local police barracks for arms, when one of the volunteers was wounded and brought to the house of my cousin, Eilish Dargan, and there attended by Honoria. We supplied first aid outfits to the local volunteers all through the war.